Hi, this is Pete Brown coming at you from PDC 09, and I'm here with Francois Bocheté, who's from Sobeys. Francois, can you tell me a little bit about Sobeys and some of the cool stuff you guys are doing?
Hi, yes, thank you for interviewing me. So we developed Sobeys in Switzerland. We are a company of five, six people in Switzerland, and we developed Sobeys using .NET, Silverlight, WPF. We are developing Sobeys applications since approximately 2 years. We have launched a big application in demo in spring this year. So it was Sobeys with multiple windows. And now we concentrate on a social client, I would call it, integrating different social networks like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and a couple of others coming very soon.
So you guys are best known for making a Twitter client, but it does a lot more than that. So why don't you show me some of the things that it does?
Okay.
Let's take a look here.
So here you see our what you call Twitter client. I would prefer to call it social client. Mm-hmm. So this one is a WPF application. Here you see I have my Facebook stream. I have integrated the full homepage from Facebook profile. I can see my friends, my events. Inbox is also there. I can check my mails from the application. It's the same integration for MySpace. We have a very nice Twitter client with all the usual functionalities you can expect from a Twitter client. We have integrated lists as well. You can create lists, you can add people to a list. So everything from the client. And we also added a very nice new functionality very recently with the latest version. The problem with Twitter is you get a lot of noise, you get a lot of shortened URL. So mm-hmm. we have integrated a service that gives us a resolved URL, so you can see any URL where it points to. And you can see directly within the Sobeys client an extract of the website that is behind this URL.
Great. So somebody, you know, posts a bit.ly link or something like that in there, and you never know where it's going to go.
Yes.
I know some of the clients, you click on the link, and it takes a couple seconds to come up, mm-hmm. and then it gives you a resolve. You guys have this right in line in here?
Yeah.
Where's an example of that?
Absolutely. Like here, for instance, Gary V posted a bit.ly URL. And I can see that it's pointing to nhl.com, and I get a very short preview of the website. It's exactly the same in our search. We have integrated, and in the search we also have a ranking. So based on what you are searching for, you can see what are the most relevant websites talking about your search criteria. And this is very powerful, especially if you search for keywords that are very popular.
Great.
Because you get really the benefits from what is really important, what are the website I should focus on first.
Great. Yeah, those are two great features. I'm always kind of wary about clicking on some of the obscured URLs because I never know what's going to be behind them, especially with all the spammers that join in Twitter and stuff. And then putting that in search as well is a really great idea. So this is a WPF app.
Yeah.
So are you doing any Windows 7 integration with this? Or?
Yes, we have we begin now the integration. We have a quick status update, so I can quickly update my status on multiple services in one go. And if I want to post on different Twitter account, on Facebook, MySpace at the same time.
Right there through the jump list integration, so that's great.
And also, we can easily change the layout, so we provide a different possibility to arrange the services. So it's not necessarily, it must not be necessarily columns. So if you prefer to have services organized that way, it's very easy to do it. And just loading now. And what we do also, we try to integrate a very easy way to arrange and add new services. So in every column you get a menu and you can choose the service you want to add in your application very easily.
Great. So now you also share code with Silverlight, I understand, as well.
Yes.
So can we see the Silverlight client? Do you have that up?
Yes, I have that here.
Right.
So this is our Silverlight application. As you can see, it's
absolutely exactly the same. Right. We have also integrated the same functionalities. We have exactly the same coverage so far. We have also a Twitter client, Facebook client, Twitter supporting both authentication and multiple accounts.
Great.
And exactly the same layout possibilities. So the code is totally shared between both applications.
I remember talking to Vincent Ridner, I think his last name, on your team, and he had mentioned that you have, you know, the same code. It's like 90-some-odd% of the same code between a Silverlight and a WPF client.
Yes.
So you've been able to make really good use of the fact that same skills, same code, have very high level of compatibility between the two, and you can target two platforms. Light up on Windows with things like jump lists, but then also provide something that folks can use inside the browser.
Yeah.
So what's next for you all?
Absolutely. Maybe something I just wanted to add before
okay.
I go to what's
yeah.
next is we have just so Silverlight application is running currently on Azure, and all web services are also hosted on Azure because we moved all our application to Azure to make sure that we can scale and
excellent. That's very cool. So that's very timely as well for PDC here.
Absolutely.
Great. So what else do you have coming up?
What else? So we have a new application. It's not a new application. It's exactly the same application. We have done an integration into Yahoo Mail. So it will be launched on Monday, 23rd of...
November, right?
Yeah. November.
Yeah.
And it will be available for all UK users in the first...
Excellent. So when this video is up, people are going to be able to go into their Yahoo Mail if they're in the UK, and they can use a Sobeys client directly inside there. This is the Silverlight client, right?
It's a Silverlight client. It's embedded, and you get also additional functionality, like you can share via email anything you see in the application. You can add, if you see something in a Facebook event, you can very easily add it to your Yahoo calendar.
Great. So you can go right in that Sobeys client and add events directly to your Yahoo calendar from there. Very, very cool integration there. So that's a very cool way to use Silverlight as well. So I want to thank you very much for taking some time here with me. You guys are building some really cool stuff, and I'm pretty excited to see what else comes next.
Thank you.